Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything. Style toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian here with you. And joining us tonight, Lauren Canario is on the third microphone, and of course, Mark is here.
Yes, I am.
As he always is. And Lauren, normally when you're in the studio with us, it's after you've been let out of jail to talk about your experiences, because, well, you've been there a few times as part of your civil disobedience style activism that you've done up here in New Hampshire, but that's not why you're here with us tonight, is it?
Right, today I'm representing the Objectivist camp, which I was in for 20 years or so.
You were in the Objectivist camp?
Yeah.
You are no longer in the Objectivist camp?
Correct.
Okay, now just to preface this conversation, the Objectivism issue has come up for whatever reason within the last week of shows. Someone called in out of the blue to ask Mark and myself, hey guys, why aren't you Objectivists? Mark, you're a minarchist. Ian, you're a voluntarist. Why aren't you Objectivists? And so we kind of went into a discussion that then has crossed over a few days of the show. Got fairly heavy last night, and more people are here to weigh in, not just in the studio with Lauren, but also right out the gate, we have a call. Somebody wants to talk about this. So Lauren is a longtime Objectivist. You're here with us. I'm going to go to this phone call first, and then you can tell us about why you became an Objectivist and why you no longer are an Objectivist and where we went wrong in our understanding or whatever it is you're here to explain to us. But I'm going to go to Paul first. He's in California, and he's on the AMP line. Hello, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark.
Ian and Mark, it's really a pleasure to talk to you again, and I really am happy to be on the line with Lauren, who I met at the Liberty Forum. I have a total respect for her. And it's so nice to be able to space to talk to you. Right off the bat, I was listening while I was on hold your network news earlier talking about the 911 memorabilia, and I couldn't help thinking that they said, well, they wanted the 911 memorabilia to be sold by the official salespeople so that the money can go to a good purpose, without mentioning the fact that the street vendors would be forcibly restrained from selling any more 911.
Who are the? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to the news. Who are the official 911 vendors? I mean, is there someone who has been sort of anointed the official seller of such things?
Yeah, as part of the new construction, the new building will have a 911 store. Okay, and that's where the official memorabilia will be. And the announcer was saying, yeah, up to now it's just been street vendors who've been in this market. You know.
So what you're saying is they're going to stop the street vendors from selling such merchandise? And this is New York City, Ground Zero?
I'm predicting that if people keep selling it after the store opens, okay, you don't have a license for this stuff. Well, you know, it's anyway, I'm sorry, that's a total tangent, but I just couldn't help myself. But back to Objectivism, which is the subject at the top of the show. I am not an Objectivist, nor am I going to attempt to convince anyone else to be an Objectivist, but I do want to address the one issue you seem to have with it, Ian, which was the basic tenet of reality. Ayn Rand said, existence exists. And you're saying that, well, how do I know that? How do I know I'm not a brain in a tank? You know,
indeed.
Like the famous philosopher. Well, what I can do to assist you. What I can do to assist you with trying to resolve this question is introduce you to the concept of Occam's razor. Are you familiar with this?
I have heard of it in the past.
The most likely answer to a question is the answer to the question.
The simplest
Exactly. So if you have two separate scenarios that both seem to explain a particular phenomena, the simplest of those two is most probably the correct one.
Probably true. If you find a set of hoof prints, the chances are it wasn't made by a zebra.
Right.
Yeah.
Although zebras and horses are similar enough. But the point is, if you take reality for what it is, you know, that tree exists regardless of your consciousness. And the idea that there is an objective reality that does not depend solely upon your consciousness to make it exist. Okay? I mean, you can build a scenario that says this is here, okay, and our consciousness arose from some natural process, which we don't understand, but, you know, if we just get comfortable with, I don't know, that's a fairly simple explanation. You contrast this with, well, everything I'm seeing is just being injected into my mind by some other entity who is existing in another totally different universe, which we don't know. In other words, you're seeing how the complexity just gets really out of the way when you go that direction?
Oh, yeah, I totally understand. I mean, it makes sense to accept reality as it's being presented to you, and I never suggested otherwise. I'm just saying that I'm open-minded to the idea that there could be something else happening and that I may not know everything, that everything may not be as it seems. That's all.
Yeah, well, as long as one doesn't use this as an escape route to explain why you're, and I'm not saying you're personally, but anybody you're talking to, you know, if their particular pet theory falls to the ground based on some logical analysis, as long as someone doesn't go, well, it could have been in another reality, you know, that's the problem with that sort of argument. If you leave that door open, okay, it's really hard to have objective discussions with people because they keep going, well, yeah, but that's just this reality, you know.
Right.
The point is you have to have a groundwork upon which to build a logical framework of how to live your life and how to interact with people.
What the conversation last night kind of reminded me was that Jabberwocky poem who's it by, Robert Louis Stevenson or something like that, Lewis Carroll, where
Lewis Carroll, yeah,
where it's
Dodson,
nothing but nonsense words.
Charles Dodson.
It's nothing but nonsense words, and you know, so you'd say, well, you know, reality is reality is, and then you'd get back some statement like, well, diddle-dum, diddity-dum. And, you know, what I'm trying to say here is that there's one bird, not three birds, and the one bird didn't turn into three birds and then become one bird again, and then you'd get back, well, triple-dibble-dop, dibble-dop, dibble-dop. And so, you know, it was very nonsensical to me.
Yeah, and with me, it would be, now, I understand. Look, I personally have had similar experiences. I will go as far as to say that, okay? But I am not under the illusion that these mental manifestations of my own consciousness had anything to do with objective reality, okay? I will accept them as hallucinations. Okay, now, what the images were and how they got there might explain something about my subconscious or my psyche or my, you know, learned self-knowledge. That's why people would take LSD, is to get inner self-knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But to then make the leap of saying what I'm seeing and experiencing is reality, that's where I think you lose track of sanity.
I never said it was reality. I never said that. All I said was that they had a shared hallucination, which I found far more interesting than if it was just one of the three people. What we're talking about is an experience that my girlfriend had years ago with a couple of her friends, where they were on a beach on LSD, and they saw a bird split into three separate birds, and I believe the bird went back into one bird later. I'm not positive on all the details on that. And it would have been easy to just brush that off as a hallucination had it been one of the three people, but the fact that all three had it seems very interesting to me. I'm not saying it means anything about it being really happening in what we know as reality, but I sure do find it interesting that it happened to all three people simultaneously. I find that fascinating.
And myself as well. I just misunderstood you. I thought you were arguing that this created the possibility that there's some alternate reality that they were getting a peek into. Rather than just, hey, that's
I don't know how to explain
that.
I have no
idea how that happened.
I'm not going to go as far as try to explain what they saw. I'm just saying it's very intriguing. That's all.
Oh, great. I'm totally with you there, Ian. It's intriguing, too. I'm totally on the same page on that.
All right, Paul. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
That's all I wanted to share, but it was a great discussion. I'm really curious to hear what Lauren has to say.
We will find that out here in mere moments, and I thank you for the call tonight. You're welcome to dial in here and jump into the conversation about this or anything you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lauren Canario is with us. She is better known as a civil disobedience super activist, but tonight she's here to talk about the objectivism thing that we've been discussing here over the past few days. And again, we welcome your comments. 800-259-9231. She was an objectivist, no longer is. We'll find out her story here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features are in, features do include the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We are here continuing a conversation that has been going on, I would say, far too long, but apparently not according to you, because you keep calling in about it, and it is the show about your calls. Objectivism is what is on the table for discussion here tonight, and Lauren was so persuaded by our previous conversations, Lauren Canario, one of the civil disobedience superstars here in New Hampshire. She decided to stop by the studio here tonight and discuss her understanding of what objectivism is. And it is
her understanding is a lot better than ours.
Oh, yeah, I imagine it is, considering she was she considered herself an objectivist for 20 years, though no longer does. And, of course, your calls are still coming in. We will take them about anything. But let's get into Lauren's story here a little bit. Lauren, what is objectivism?
It's a philosophy that pretty much says that logic rules the world, that people are heroic beings, and that you can know reality.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. I went to lectures and all kinds of seminars and read every book by Ayn Rand there was, and I really loved it when I first saw it. It shows people as strange, whacked out, psychologically weird people, but as, more as heroic. And I thought that was pretty cool. That went over logic, which I thought was really exceptionally cool. I thought that was the coolest thing that you could, like, wrap your mind around. And there's all kinds of philosophical, technicalities like epistemology and ethics and all those other things that are included.
So so obviously you got a lot out of your experience with objectivism, and that's why you stayed involved with it for 20 years. What is it that drove you in a different direction? Why did you decide to no longer consider yourself an objectivist?
Well, as cool as all the intellectual stimulation is, they don't really get into living their values. They don't really act out the things that they say that you should do. Like, they're for the non-aggression principle. They
okay.
say you shouldn't aggress against people, but yet they're for wars.
They are for war. Okay, this has been a bone of contention here on the show tonight, because when somebody first brought up the objectivism question, guys, why aren't you objectivists? The first thing I went to, Mark, was that we had this guy named Terry Goodkind on the show. He's a famous sci-fi fantasy author.
I enjoy very much.
And we had him on the show, and he was talking about how he's an objectivist and that he supports the war in Iraq. And I, again, don't know a whole lot about the objectivism thing, and it's just that whenever I come across something like that, I kind of make a little mark. Okay, this objectivist is for the war. And so
there are plenty of libertarians that say the same thing,
Right. Well, they're not real libertarians, because libertarians don't believe in aggressing against their neighbors. Anyway, we've gone down that road before, Mark. But what I learned from that is that objectivists can be for war and still consider themselves objectivists. So now you're saying, Lauren, just wholeheartedly that objectivism or objectivists in your experience are very favorable toward war situations.
Yes, they're pretty much you can give it a blanket statement that they're all atheists, and they all, everyone who's an objectivist nowadays, I think, who's still in the camp, is in favor of the war in the Middle East.
So would you say that's a position that the Objectivist Institute, or whatever it is called, will officially take?
Right, although it's not really codified in all in Ayn Rand's writings, mm-hmm. it's pretty much what they're all doing right now.
Well, there you go. That's enough reason for me to bail out. And you're saying that was one of the influential factors that led you kind of in a different direction?
Right. I thought that if it's such a cool philosophy, I mean, why don't you live it? Why don't you act on your principles? And
mm-hmm.
they weren't in favor of that. As a matter of fact, if you bring up things like doing a protest or creating a float in the parade, they would go, "Oh no! You can't bring that out to the general public. We're intellectuals. We're in our ivory tower."
So they made a point of shying away from recruiting, from sharing their message with the average Joe, so to speak.
Pretty much. Well, I can't.
How hoity-toity of them!
They are. super intellectual. You got to give them that they're very brilliant and they love the intellectual puzzles and things.
Well, good for them. Yeah, does Mensa.
Yeah. They're very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm starting to get a better picture here, and I'm glad that we've actually had somebody who's been involved in objectivism say these guys are warmongers, because that's the impression I've always gotten. And like you're saying, maybe Ayn Rand wasn't necessarily like they are today, but she's not here to speak for herself.
She was in favor of wars in her day.
Was she?
I think she was, yeah.
Was she in favor of voluntarily funded wars, or was she just in favor of wars no matter what?
She got kind of fuzzy and misty on that subject, but she said in a proper society there would be voluntary funding, but...
But for now, pay up, sucker.
Yeah, but for now, we have to do these war things.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps me out a little bit. Mark, any questions for Lauren while we have her?
I don't think about objectivism very much, and I know that the people that believe in objectivism believe in it very thoroughly. But, the thing that's bothered me about it all along, Lauren, is the sort of... And Ayn Rand worship that seems to go along. It seems like there's a lot of pictures.
You haven't, been influenced by her. Of course, you should worship her. No, she is. She is tremendous. If you're old enough, she died in 1982. So if you're old enough to have heard her speak, read her books and things, I don't know. I guess it's an acquired taste or for a special audience. But I think she was exceptional. And
no doubt that she may very well have been an exceptional human being. But the there's a lot of pictures
that
seem posters?
To
go along.
Do the objectivists have big, 32x24 posters in their rooms of Ayn Rand?
No, but of the Atlas picture.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
In Rockefeller Center, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
very icon-like.
Iconography or whatever.
Yeah.
But
icon worship.
I see pictures of her all over, and it seems like it's just like there's just a little too much of that. It's kind of Dalai Lama esque. not just Dalai Lama, but all the the Eastern religions always
the Buddha
seem to have
of the Western world
seem to have these people that they look at. Well, this the Guru Siddhi Baba
right.
Here is a very influential person. What? Who?
Harry Brown was very influential in my understanding
don't see
of liberty.
Harry Brown pictures.
No,
nobody
I don't
worships
have a,
Harry Brown.
I don't have a poster of Harry up in my room or anything like that.
Right.
I have a few of his books still, but that's about it.
And some
a warm
of them,
spot in my heart. I guess that counts to some extent.
Some of them, some of it is more palatable than others to me. For instance, for some reason or another, it doesn't bother me if somebody has a picture of Lysander Spooner around. but I don't, Ayn Rand is the sort of the top of the list that bothers me.
Well,
and then beneath that, there's Murray Rothbard's, and then people get, too many pictures.
Was objectivism a cult when Ayn Rand was alive, or did it really start to build after she died?
It was more powerful when she was alive than after she died.
More coming up here. You want to hang out and take some phone calls about objectivism
sure.
with us, Lauren? All right, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show. If you take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, those features include the archive, so if you missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page. You can just click and download, and they're yours free, freetalklive.com.
Get ready to take down this number, because I'm going to tell you how to get a free week supply of the new Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable vitamin. It includes fruits and berries like a goji, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. These are some of the best antioxidants on the planet, and if you call 800-219-8874 right now, that's 800-219-8874, you get a free week trial. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874.
We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. People still have some comments on this whole conversation we've been having over several shows about objectivism, what it is and why. If you are a voluntarist as I am, and Lauren, I don't know how you would describe yourself.
Ex-objectivist, I usually say anarchist.
Anarchist? Okay. Yeah. How you could be a voluntarist or an anarchist and be an objectivist, and it sounds like you can't be, because as a voluntarist, I believe that all human interaction should be done on performed on a voluntary basis, and from what I'm understanding from what you've told me so far tonight, Lauren, is that the objectivists are supporters of war. So,
I think that it bears saying that Lauren's experience is Lauren's experience, and
20
she
years.
Has spoken to every objectivist or been
but
involved
she's
in every...
She's been around enough of them to make the determination that she feels that
how
way.
How many groups have you been around of objectivist groups by and large in the one area that you lived in Vegas or...
In Vegas, in California, places where I've lived over the last 20 years.
And you'd say most of them were more warmongers.
Actually, yeah, I bet they were. They didn't come out and say it. They didn't like to admit it, but yeah.
Okay.
And there was something that we were discussing during the break about one of Ayn Rand's followers, Leonard Peikoff, who wrote a book. And didn't he come out in favor of turning the Middle East into a nuclear wasteland or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's says that the Arabs are inherently, you know...
Oh, boy.
Not substandard, but, you know, they have a culture that, that makes it so that they can't understand logic and, you know, free markets and things like the Western cultures.
Yeah. So exterminate them, then, is what his answer was?
No, it's not. He wouldn't go so far as to admit that, but I bet he would not be too much against it.
Disturbing. Let's go to your phone calls here. Gene is on the line, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hello, guys and gal.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Before I get into the discussion, I'd like to congratulate Mark.
Hey, what am I getting congratulated on?
I'm finally breaking out of the statist mold and breaking into the anarchist mold. I welcome you to the wagon. I know you and
what?
Ian prefer... You and Ian prefer voluntarist, but...
No, I don't think Mark... Wait. When did Mark break out of the minarchist view? I don't recall that.
The last few shows, he's been taking the argument against the status, and so I assume that means he's now an anarchist or a voluntarist, as you prefer to call it.
I don't... I'm not going to take that label, Gene. No, I'm not. what I'm going to say is that I think that, sure, the ideas of a voluntary free market are preferable to the ideas of using force against people, but I'm not sure that those things work, and I have to see them work. So, somebody can apply whatever label they want to see applied to that. However, I think it's very similar to the tack that I've taken all along, which is you got to show me.
Well, that's not what I heard the last few days. But anyway,
all right.
Back to the philosophical discussion at hand.
Okay.
I have a saying that I like to use, and that is, God is a reality, you are a concept. You know, we were talking last night. The guy mentioned, if there's nobody around, does the room you're in actually exist, and all this stuff. Of course, it exists because God is the consciousness behind the reality, not us. And we put ourselves in God's position when we try to say that we're the reality that makes, that we're the consciousness that makes the reality. In reality, we're just a concept because we came from his consciousness.
So what if God is a consciousness? What is before he created the universe? He was all alone at one time, I imagine, right? What was he conscious of?
It would be great to find out all those answers, Lauren. And if you find them, I'd sure like to know.
But the idea of a consciousness without something to be conscious of is a self-exploding term. It can't happen. In order to be a consciousness, you have to be aware of something, of reality.
Well, that's our understanding, yes. But who knows? We're just little tiny ants down here, and we don't understand everything. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, but it's the same cop-out that scientists use to try and explain the Big Bang. So if the scientists can use that cop-out, I guess I can too.
Fair enough, Gene. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, you got a moment to go into global warming?
Okay, by all means.
Well, you know how much of a skeptic I am on global warming. But now there's a scientist who's come out and said, nope, we're actually in a global cooling phase. The sun cycles have died down, and now due to no action of mankind, the planet is actually in a cooling phase.
I have to say it's been a pretty nice summer so far. I mean, in general.
It's been very wet, and it was also a very snowy winter, not last winter, but the winter before was the snowiest on season. I think that somebody might claim that that's somehow attached to global climate change. I would say that we're experiencing global climate change, and that the globe has had its climate changing every single year since the globe has existed.
I think it's fair to say that.
In the 60s, when I was growing up, they were the same scientists were claiming that we were entering an ice age, the ones that are now claiming that the planet is heating up. And now, of course, one scientist and maybe more are going to jump on the bandwagon that it's cooling down. So in reality, I use all this just to show that these guys don't know what the heck they're talking about.
How could they? Like you say, they're just little ants. I mean, the idea that we are at any point of being able to comprehend the various different weather patterns and things that are going on out there. I mean, even the best computer models aren't, they're not even close to being there.
not just comprehend, but our actions, our activities on this planet are so small in comparison to the size of this planet that for us to think that anything that we could do would actually affect this planet is just, it's giving ourselves a big hit. There's no way. I could burn every tree from coast to coast, and the planet will just make a little cough, and that'll be the end of it. It won't even realize that all these trees have gone away.
Thank you for that tonight, Gene. Appreciate the discussion as always at 800-259-9231. Let's go across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi. First of all, I'd just like to say that most objectivist I've met have literally swapped the Bible. Sorry, I've substituted the Bible with Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way sometimes.
I get. I've got a question for Lauren. Is it true that Ayn Rand literally believed that charity was some sort of sin?
No. She said there was a place for charity, but the ideal that people should live for is for your own benefit, and that people too often get into a thing that's called altruism, where you live for the benefit of other people and you forget about yourself. But she said that yourself is more important than other people.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And just very quickly, I want to congratulate you on that speed trap video where you put the signs up telling you there was a speed trap.
Oh, that wasn't me. I just saw it happen.
People have tried to do that here with speed cameras, and they've got arrested. And they're trying to ban sat-navs for telling drivers where there are speed cameras.
Really? Because there's a program available for the iPhone and for the BlackBerry and maybe some other smartphones called Trapster.
Yeah, sat-navs here. A friend of mine's got a sat-nav, and every time you get near a speed camera, it warns them. But the government has said that they're trying to get the manufacturers of sat-navs to ban that sort of thing.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ziggy. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think Lauren's going to hang with us till at least the end of the hour, and your calls are welcome about anything, as always. At 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt. purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors, you may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it is Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, more internet listeners, bringing them on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up today, and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing out on the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. You can get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. A couple of the articles that are in this particular month's issues are Alter or Abolish the Rights of the People by Allison Bricker, or State of Independence, State Sovereignty, Paula Bradley.
Okay, we continue taking your phone calls here. Go to Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about the topless protest.
This is an event that happened on Sunday here in Keene, New Hampshire. One young lady was walking down the street with no top on. There were about three or four other gentlemen who were accompanying her, including myself, with also no tops on, and she was arrested. Your thoughts?
Well, I did a little bit of research. New York State, apparently, there was a similar protest, I believe, in 1992. It is now legal in New York State for women to go topless.
There have been protests like this around the country, and typically when it is challenged, the state does lose, and the women are allowed to be topless.
And in Ontario here, it is law. Now, saying that, how many do you see going topless?
Oh, it's a you know, equality right that is largely unused.
No, I know.
Truly,
it's one of those unfortunate laws that are not followed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need a law that women will follow them
and go topless.
Yeah.
I do detect a bit of sarcasm.
They have to go topless.
Are you being facetious?
Yes, I'm being facetious.
Yes, okay. That's
but, you know, it's one of those odd things that, and it is a rights thing. But, you know, I congratulate the women there for starting the ball rolling. I mean,
well,
they eventually
will
win.
Well, it was one woman, but she has started the ball rolling. It's my understanding that the arraignment date for her is going to be September 9th in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, and there has already been an event created in order to encourage some more ladies to go topless. Now, I don't know what the temperature is going to be like on the ninth. It may be a little cooler than it is now. We'll find out. But as of right now, and there's an early morning, another topless equality event scheduled for out in front of the courthouse here in Keene. And so perhaps more than one lady will be taking her top off. I do not know what to expect.
And
I
hopefully that will be videotaped.
There were several cameras for the one that was very short notice, yeah, where they gave us 15 minutes worth of notice. I imagine there will be as many, if not more, cameras for the one in which we have 2 full weeks to prepare.
Well, so, good luck for the for anybody involved in that, and hope they get that passed.
Indeed, sir. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Lauren, you going to go out for that?
Well, stay tuned for the word on that.
See, none of the women really seem to be excited about the idea of getting involved in this topless protest thing. And I don't know.
None of the women? I don't know, Mark. I haven't talked to them all. Have you?
I have not talked to all of them.
Okay. We move on and talk to...
I can tell, were you out topless?
I was.
Okay, good.
Yep. James in Louisiana. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, James?
All right. Yes, I just want to say hello to you, Ian, and Lauren, and Mark. And I want to say that Lauren is awesomeness in its physical form.
Oh, thanks a lot.
She's the icon.
You're welcome. three things I want to talk about real quick. First of all, I'm getting really a really bad connection here.
You sound fine. Just go right ahead with what you have to say.
Pretend you have a good connection.
Okay, first, my trial, I spoke about it a few months ago. It was, okay, let me recap real quick that I was arrested for not showing my license and also some other things with my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, I believe it was supposed to be my trial on the on August 11th, but it was just, I guess, an arraignment, and so it's been pushed back to December 22nd. So it's, you know, it's a complete waste of time, and I would like to know how was I harming anyone by not showing the bureaucrat my license? I mean, I don't know.
Well, Lauren, you've had some experience with the freedom to travel issue. Why don't you field that question?
Well, nobody. You weren't hurting anybody. You weren't breaking any property. You weren't even lying to the guy. You were just refusing to give him what he wanted.
Maybe you hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I probably hurt his ego, but nothing else.
No tangible damage, no real damaged property or person. You're right. The state just wants you to be obedient. That's it. I mean, you broke one of their many, many rules that says you must do as we say. It doesn't have anything to do with a victim. Just like the topless situation here where Cassidy was arrested for having her top off. There's actually audio from the police scanner, and this is probably going to come out here when I take the time to edit it together. But I've begun that process, and there's audio from the police scanner of the cops asking, radioing back to another one of their buddies saying, hey, do you have a victim? Do you have a complainant? Did one of the people that called in actually leave their name and information? One of the people that called in saying, hey, there's a naked lady on the side of the road. Did they leave some information? They said, no. All we have is just people who called to let us know about it. And the cop actually says over the radio, we have this recorded, well, if you don't have a complainant, I don't have a crime. I'm going to have to let them go. Then he said, well, call me on my cell phone. And then he made a phone call from his cell phone and then a few minutes later came out and arrested her. So I'm not sure what the cell phone call said. But it was very interesting audio, and so it's an obedience thing. That's all it is.
Plus, they want your name and address so they can bill you. That's one of the reasons for registration.
And they also want your name and address so they can look you up in their system to see if there's any warrants out for your arrest, so they have a reason to put some bracelets on you and put you in one of their cages. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Corby in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about some. I always hear you mention voluntary society and, like, it's your own property. You can do whatever you want. And my question was about private security firms that you always advocate. One, can anybody become a private security guard or do you need a license? Or what would be the process for that? Just on a Craigslist thing, I am a private security firm.
You could do whatever you wanted to
do. I'd like to point out that you're using the you as in a plural here, and I'm not part of the you you're talking about.
Okay, right. Whoever is that, Mark?
Yeah.
Advocates, okay.
Mark does not advocate such things. I would advocate a voluntary society, and I would suggest that if you wanted to be a private security guard and not have any sort of training, I don't know what kind of jobs you'll get hired for, but those who've actually been trained and those who've been certified by private security certification companies that are trustworthy will likely get the big contracts of the gated neighborhoods and the personal bodyguarding and things like that. They'll get the big contracts, and you'll get the people that want to hire somebody who's just big, to stand by them or something. I don't know. It'll all depend. I mean, if you want to take the time in to, for instance, in the computer world today, there are people that have different certifications and different ways to prove that they've been trained in certain areas, and those people have a certain value in the marketplace compared to somebody like me that has none of those training certifications, and I can just tell you, well, I could do that for you. I won't be able to charge you as much because I don't have the certification. I may not have the same portfolio that some of the competition does. So I think the private security market would work in somewhat of a similar fashion.
So what if one company said, we get your stuff back. We waterboard, we pull your fingernails, we drown your kids, we get your stuff back. We'll go into every house on that block until we find your stuff. What if one company does that and there's a market for that in a free society? What about that? What do you do?
I suspect there would be.
No.
Say somebody else says, I want my stuff back.
The insurance companies talk with each other, and they have interlocking agreements in a voluntary society. And if you are going into people's houses and waterboarding them looking for some stolen TV set or something, that's bad for their customers. They're not going to allow
it. I agree, but somebody else may say, it's not a TV set. It's a picture of me with my secretary. My wife finds that I lose $3 million in my house and my kids. I'll pay whatever. I mean, is that kind of... Is there a bureaucracy that says they lose their license now? I mean, that's what I would wonder.
Well, you need to lose your license if you got, you probably wouldn't need to lose your license if you got penalized for something. Because at that point, what you're talking about is hiring somebody for murder or assault or something like that, which to me makes you just as guilty of it.
Yeah, if you're going in and turning somebody's house upside down looking for something and you don't find it, you're wrong about that, then you'll be exposed to some pretty severe liability, I think. Thank you for the call tonight. All right. Thanks, Lauren, for coming in. I know you probably have other things to be doing with your time, but hour number two is on the way. You can dial in about anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.